If you have your Bible with us today, if you would turn with us over in the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 6. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. And as our custom is here, if you'd stand and honor with us the reading of the Word of God, we'll deal with two verses this morning. 1 Timothy chapter number 6 for a text verse. Paul is writing, and he says these words, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." You may be seated this morning. Father, we love You. We thank You for this time together, God, that we can gather in Your house today to honor You in this Lord's Day. God, we thank You for how good that You've been to us. I pray now, Lord, if it be one here lost today, that God, You would deal with their heart. Lord, I pray that You'd help me to preach this morning. God, that I could be a blessing to Your people, and I'd mind the Holy Ghost today in this hour. Help us now. Pray for our country today. God, I want to pray for our president and vice president. Lord, You'd help them. Pray for our community. I pray for our children. God, all of our missionaries. God, our shut-ins, sick. I pray You'd touch them and help them. God, those in the prayer room was mentioned. I pray You'd do big things for them this day. Help us now, I ask You, in Jesus' name that I pray today. Amen. And amen. I've chosen this morning a topic that I've never preached on. And as I was sitting in church there Thursday night, there was something that was said, and the Spirit of God illuminated this word in my spirit and in my heart, and I want to deal with this thought this morning as God would help me on this word, nothing. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we will carry nothing out. And I want to preach on the word of nothing today. In Psalms chapter number 49, it's a very interesting topic in our Bible. If you turn with us over into the book of Psalms, chapter number 49, we'll start reading in verse number 1. If you underline in your Bible, it'd be a good day to underline some of these nothings. Notice as God is writing this Bible, wouldn't it be a blessing if we had somebody on national TV opened up in Psalms 49 and listen to what it says. "Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the earth. Both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he saith that wise men die. Likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue ever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, being in honor, abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their posterity approve their sayings, or Selah, or ponder on this. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. Their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Hallelujah. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers, and they shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish. You'll notice this morning there is a temptation of nothing. Jesus used this word nothing in many settings. I looked up the definition of nothing this morning. It simply means this: empty. Naught. Not even one. It means none. And can I tell you, the temptation of nothing is lurking in this day and this hour. People is doing absolutely nothing for the Lord. People is doing nothing for eternity. And I've noticed there's a great temptation of nothing. You say, preacher, I've never been tempted with nothing. You may be surprised this morning. For the Bible teaches us that many are tempted with nothing. You'll notice in this setting, there's the temptation of nothing. Nothing comes and tempts men, women, boys, and girls. Nothing comes and tempts the poor and the rich. Nothing will come out and tempt you every day of your life. I'm reminded what the old preacher said. If you don't want anybody to talk about you or say anything about you, then simply do nothing. Say nothing and be nothing. But honey, if you want to be nothing this morning, there's a way to get ahead of nothing. There is a temptation of nothing. And then secondly, there is the treasures of nothing. In Ecclesiastes, the old Bible writer said something that spoke volumes to my heart. Turn to the right in your Bible in Ecclesiastes 5 and look at verse number 13. Here Solomon wrote, the wisest man that ever lived. He said in Ecclesiastes 5 and 13, there is a sore evil which I've seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt, But those riches perish by evil travail. And he begetteth a son, and there's nothing in his hand. As he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return, to go as he came, and here's our word, and shall take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. This also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that hath labored for the wind? This morning, as Jesus uses this word nothing, I've noticed in our Bible reading, there is the temptation of nothing. So many men have been tempted by that word of nothing. In other words, they are living their life. They are working their life for things that do not matter and things that will not count in an eternity to come. You'll notice there is the temptation of nothing. There's the treasures of nothing. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter number 13, turn to the left now of Ecclesiastes and look here what the writer says. Proverbs 13 and verse number 7. There is he that maketh himself, here's our word, rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. Can I read that again? There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. Honey, you may own the cattle of 1,000 hill. You may own every property that joins you. But if your name's not in the Lamb's Book of Life this morning, you are worse than a beggar. Hell will be your home. I'm glad one day when I realize that this world would not bring me riches, but that's what is only yonder. What God done for us on the cross by His Son would really bring a poor man riches. You can work your fingers to the bone and die and go to hell in your sin. But honey, Jesus says this morning, He'll give you riches that this old world knows nothing about in this day and this hour. Now there is the temptation of riches. There's the treasures of riches. Look what Jesus said in Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 19. Matthew 6 and verse number 19. Jesus is writing, and He says, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. You know what we did this morning before we left and come to this assembly? We set an alarm at our house. And the things that we've worked for in this life, we put in that house and we've set an alarm in order to secure it. But can I tell you, there are thieves that have the code. There are thieves that can bypass that alarm this morning and break in and get everything that we worked our life for. But honey, I come to tell you this morning, I've got some treasures laid up where thieves can't break through and steal. Jesus said, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not breakthrough nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. This morning, this word, nothing. There's many people seem to have a lot, but they have nothing. And if you know Jesus and you don't have a lot of what this world knows about, the devil will tell you that you have nothing, but tell him that he's a liar this morning and get back where he come from. Because if you know Jesus, you're more than a rich person this morning. You have treasures in heaven today. Oh my, there are the temptations of nothing. We think about alcohol and drugs. This world has been run rampant by the devil's potions. But honey, let me tell you, there's a temptation that hadn't stuck his head up. He's so subtle in this world. And that's the temptation called nothing. That nothing has sought out multitudes upon multitudes, try to get them to spend their life for nothing. I sat with probably one of the top wealthiest men in the state of Alabama 15 years ago. He looked out across the back porch in his rock and just me and him. And this is what that man told me. He said, "Preacher," he said, "this is an amazing thing." He said, "I'm one of the richest men in this world, but I'm also the most miserable person in this world." Can I tell you, honey, that riches will not bring peace. Riches will not soothe your soul. But Jesus can give you something that money can't buy this morning. There is the temptation. Riches. Temptations of nothing. There is the treasures of nothing. Did you know there are toils of nothing? In Luke chapter number 5, let's look real quickly at these toils of nothing. Luke 5. Verse number 1. It came to pass as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret. I want to tell you, I'm glad he's on standby this morning. He saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them. They were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships that was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. When he had left speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out in the deep, let down your nets for a draught." Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we've toiled all the night, and here's our word, and have taken nothing." He said, "I've got this bag here. I've toiled all the night. And when I look in it, there's nothing in it." Did you know you work your fingers to the bone and still have nothing? Did you know you can work your fingers to the bone and it seems like you have everything that you've ever wanted in this life and still have nothing? He said, "Lord, we've taken nothing." I wonder how many people lays in a funeral home. You walk by that coffin. They've done good in this world's stature, but they've taken nothing. He said, "Lord, we've taken nothing, but nevertheless, at Thy word." Let me ask you something. Are you tired of having nothing? I'm not talking about gold and silver. You know one of the highlights of my day
today when I woke up what I thought. Y'all going to think I'm the craziest preacher when I tell you this. I thought, number one, I'm supposed to go in there and I'm supposed to get me a cup of coffee and I'm going to get my Bible and I'm going to get set on what I need to preach this morning. And this is what I thought about. Then I get to walk in a prayer room with men that love me and pray with me. And now I'm going to get to go around and I'm going to get to say hey to the folks that I love this morning. And we're going to get to play songs together and exalt our Lord. And then I'm going to get up, and if the Lord allows it, I'm going to get to preach. And y'all think I'm so crazy. Then I got to thinking, you know, it's family day today. My wife was in there this morning. You know what she's cooking for lunch? Sloppy Joe. Somebody say amen. Them kids and grandkids I got, by the grace of God, if they make it from here to my house, they're fixing a pile in our house in a little bit. We're going to sit around. Sometimes they'll raise their voice. Brother David, sometimes they get ill. But after that dinner table's over, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get out there with them kids, and I'm going to be a kid a while. Then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go in and I'm going to get me a preacher nap. Then me and my wife's going to enjoy the evening together. And I said, all that to say this. You ain't got to have wealth to do that. That's what wealth is. It's family, it's love, it's peace, it's joy. It's fellowship. What this world knows nothing about. Honey, you can give your life casting nets and miss everything this morning. He said, we've taken nothing. How many times in my life have I been so busy casting, so busy doing, and had nothing? But you know what Peter said? Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down the net. You see, it does matter what Jesus says in this Bible. Matter of fact, I've noticed some of you, you'll notice this, they've been let down a lot through the night. They've let down and let down. They were let down and down and it took nothing. And Jesus said, what you don't know, one more let down in your life may fill your net full of blessing. I'm glad I ain't throwed the towel in. I'm glad after let down, the grace of God, by His Word, I let it down again. Couldn't draw it with a multitude of fishes. You know how to get your net filled up this morning? Just go with what He says do. Like the old man said, nothing from nothing, still nothing. Jesus fixed their nothing, didn't He? Didn't Jesus fix their nothing? He said, we toiled all the night, taking nothing. Never listened to thy word, I let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. What the Bible said. And their net broke. You know, that's what some of you need to do. I want to be sitting around here one Sunday morning when your net breaks. You've been holding in all these blessings. God's been so good to you, and why sometimes you're scared to raise your little Baptist hand up, afraid the visitor may see you raising your hand. Can I tell you, He's worthy to raise our hand up to this. I love it when the blessings of God come by, and I can't keep it in, and my net gets right. It'd do some of y'all good, honey, to realize how good God's been to you. Let Him break your net this morning. Woo! Glory! Glory to God! You've been good to me! Thank you! How many letdowns in my life I went through Nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to let it down again. I'm going to be involved in one more letdown. You know, some of you done quit because you've been let down so much. What you need to do, you need to get involved in one more letdown in your life. You know why families have left this ministry and never come back? They got tired of being let down. But what they didn't know, by Jesus' word, by one more letdown, He could fill their net up. Don't quit, Mom and Daddy. Keep going for God. He's worthy. I've met a gentleman in the mountains. He's blind. Hadn't been to his house yet. I hope I get to go this year. He's in West Virginia. He sits there all day, and preacher after preacher will call. Brother Mike, he'll start praying for him. I've seen pictures of him, Brother Lee. You know what he wears? He wears overalls, long sleeve shirt, and brogan shoes. Somebody pass that old man's porch and see him sitting up there just singing and happy in the Lord. They'll think, Lord, have mercy, that old man's crazy, and look, he ain't got nothing. But if you know Jesus, you've got everything this morning. Can I help you as your country preacher in just closing this morning? Don't let nothing consume your life. Don't let nothing break your spirit. Because there's a temptation of nothing. There's the treasure of nothing. There's the toil of nothing. You know, one of my greatest passages that I love is in John 20. And this same phrase in John 21 is brought up again. The Bible said in John 21:3, Simon Peter saith unto him, I go fishing. Miss Sherry, if you come for me this morning, sister. They say unto him, we also go with you. Be careful who you follow. Be careful. You listen to your preacher and listen to me real good this morning. When people tell you they going fishing, you better wonder where they headed. Because they'll take you with them. And here's our phrase. Look what happens. They went forth and entered a ship of middle, and that night they caught nothing. When the morning come, Jesus stood on the shore, and the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And look what Jesus said. Children! Children! Aren't you glad He treats you as His own? Children! Children! Have you any meat? Boy, it's hard to answer Jesus honest. You ever notice that? When He asks you something, isn't it sometimes hard to be so truthful with Him? And He knows the truth before you even answer. And they said, no. Look what Jesus said. Cast the net on the right side. And you shall find. They cast, therefore, now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Now, I don't want to close with that thought. There's one more thought I want to close with this morning on this sermon of nothing. Notice there's a temptation of nothing. There's the treasures of nothing. There's the toils of nothing. But in Revelation 3:14, I want you to look at the tragedy of nothing. There's a great tragedy in your day and my day. Matter of fact, there's a tragedy going on today that preachers that didn't live in this era and church families that didn't live in this era knew nothing about. And I want to show it to you in Revelation 3. Here's the Laodicean church age. It's the last church age before Jesus returns. It's called the Laodicea. That word means power of the people. Jesus never intended for His church to be governed and run by people. He is the head. He is the great shepherd. Unto the angel of the church, talking about the tragedy of nothing, of the Laodiceans write, these things saith Amen, the faithful and true witness in the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because you're lukewarm, in other words, nothing moves you anymore. You're not cold nor hot. You're just sitting there. He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And here's our Bible word today. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods. And here's our word. And have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable. You know what? Nothing to bring you misery. Poor, blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. This morning there's a great tragedy of nothing. We have need of nothing. Preacher, I've never had it this good. Everything's good. I understand that. The blessings of God has been so good, but we better never forget where our bread's buttered. This is what I want to ask our church men to do this morning. Has it ever thought about you that people living their life for nothing? Has it ever dawned on you, if you're not careful, you will give in to the temptation of nothing and you will consume your whole life without Christ? You will work for treasures here and you'll send no treasures there. I read this the other week, and I know I'm a little lengthy in preaching today. I hadn't even looked at my watch, but I know some of you have. But I want to say this, because we don't have church tonight. I've got time to read this. I want you to hear it. I write quotes down in my Bible that I love. There's a man that died. He'd went to glory. He'd been there a while. The man come by and said, I want to ask you something. You've been here a few days. What have you found out since you've been here? Talking about laying treasures up. He said, I've learned three things. If I've ever had a phrase that has spoke to me in my heart, this phrase speaks to me this morning. This is what he said he'd learned. He said, I learned what I spent, I lost. What I saved, I left. But what I gave, I have. Can I tell you this morning? Only the things that we do for the cause of Christ will be going ahead of us that we can enjoy when we get there. Now this is what I want to ask our men to do this morning. I mean this all in my heart. We've got so many lost people come in and out of the doors of this ministry week after week. I want you to come pray for your children. I want you to come pray for your grandchildren. I want you to come pray for others' children. I want you to come pray for others.